Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one with the one, but the one, but ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
I am at the age now where, like, new iPhones and shit is just like, it's not necessary. Like, if my phone is still running, like, right now, my charger got a short in it, the good one. Okay, got a short end and I'm propping this.
You got the long daddy?
No, I got the regular one, but it's the, the one that came from Apple, so it's still good. But, you know, I got to prop that bitch up every night to make sure my phone charge. I got to bend the cord every which way.
If you move it the wrong way, it suddenly stop charging and it pop back on with the sound.
Oh, my God. So, I'm not interested in a new iPhone. I usually will watch, like, the symposium, okay. What is it called when they do the
Apple event?
I was not even interested. I'm like, y'all are finna sell me the same phone. So I've officially aged out of buying a new iPhone every time. Also, I mean, to be fair, I'm broke, but also it's just like, I really just don't see the
purpose. So it's out of your hands now at this point.
Plus, I just got, because I was, apparently I wasn't financing my phone, I was leasing it, so I've been making payments on the phone since like 2020, or 2019, whenever I got the fucking phone. Whenever the 11 Pro Max came out, uh-huh. I've been paying on the phone since then, so maybe, what's that, 2018?
About that, what we on? What iPhone we on now? At this point, they all kind of bleed together. Like, I was the person before. I used to be like running to get the iPhone day one. Like, I gotta get it first. But now I'm just kind of like, well, if I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. Because the only thing that really matters to me anyway on any fucking iPhone is the fucking camera. Man. Everything else I could fucking care less about because they all fucking run the same. But that fucking camera be mattering the most. I'm like, because that's what I do, like, most of my content on. That's what, like, the camera's the only thing that mattered. I feel like they should get rid of everything else. Just fix all the cameras. Give me a fucking Sony-style, Nikon, Canon-style camera, and I'll be good. That's all I need. I don't even need the phone call button. I don't want to call nobody. Just give me an iPhone camera, okay? Call it one.
I say all that to say, like, I got my bill down $40 because I called them, and I was like, I'm still paying on this old phone. Like, what y'all finna do about this? And they was like, okay, we'll just remove it. So I also don't want a new phone because I don't want my bill going back up. I just got to a happy place, okay?
Yeah. I paid my phone off, like, literally probably, like, the end of last year, and I've been going back and forth. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck, I should just go ahead and get the new one. And I went through, like, you know, like, on the iPhone, they have, like, the Apple Store now. It's that, like, it's the App Store, then there's the Apple Store. So yes. I went through the Apple Store, and I went through it just to try to see how much it would cost and shit monthly and whatnot.
What that's for? I've never opened the app.
That's what I use it for, so I can price count, so I can see how much shit gonna cost and which would be the best solution. That's how I shop in general, though. I do that for Target, I do that for Walmart, I do that for any app, like any store I shop in. I go shop online first, see how much everything gonna cost together, then I go to the store so I can just be on a mission. But I went to go do that, and then it was saying like $40 or $50 a month. I'm like, hold on, y'all might got me, Apple. Y'all might catch a nigga. So I think I might end up getting it. I said all that to say I'm a trader. I'm gonna end up getting it.
I might end up getting it, depending on how I feel. It's not that I don't want it. It's just that I don't need it.
Logistically right now, financially right now, it's probably the least of my fucking worries that I need to actually be focused on. But, like, for lifestyle purposes and everything else, I kind of need it right now. So, yeah.
I need a laptop more than anything right now.
Cause this
bitch on her last leg. I pray every Thursday that she load up so we can record.
Wishing on a prayer. But that's how, like, I feel like that's how all Apple products are, though. It's just like, look, you're going to ride it till the wheels fall off, or you're going to always get a new one. It's either or. It's not like a fucking, like, I don't know what people switch out. Their underwear. Like, I don't think people switch out their underwear like that no more. But it's just like, you got to.
You know what? I don't remember the last time I bought new underwear.
Really?
So I haven't switched nothing out. The only thing, like, just only just recently, because, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I always get holes in my drawers. And so up until like a couple months ago, or maybe it's these thick thighs rubbing together, girl, because that didn't start happening until I started gaining weight. That's when it really started happening.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and in between that and like the little butthole part starting to rip from like having to bend over, like a lot of my old underwear, like when I would like when I would look,
bitch,
you supposed, bitch, I supported you talking about your hoes. I got, but I talk about my hoes and I get a face, but like legit, like my fucking underwear always get like holes like right in the butthole part, like, and so, like, anyway, fuck you, bitch, I hate it here.
So I say all that to say, I just now threw away like a lot of my holy drawers, because I used to wear them. I don't care, they was clean. I'm putting these motherfuckers on. But I mean, not that I didn't have good underwear. It was just like they were usually on top.
Oh, reliable.
You know.
But the ones with the holes are the ones you keep to, like, you know, like when you don't feel like doing laundry, you know, they back in your fucking drawer.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fetch those later for safekeepings. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, they come, you're like, damn, I forgot he's got this big ass hole and I got to go over this nigga house tonight. Now you're going to think I'm a homeless hoe.
But see, I got my cute draws for, well, this is what I used to do. Because I guess this is another thing I aged out of. I used to save my cute draws for special occasions. Now I wear my cute draws to work. Like, I wear all my cute shit. Like, I am, like, what's the point of holding off? I might as well wear this shit. Ain't nobody seeing it. Yeah, girl.
I wear new underwear with new outfits. But everything else, I'm just like, if I get a new pack of underwear, because I just ordered some underwear. Because I didn't have any white underwear. All of my underwear were black. I only have black underwear. And so I was like, I need a pair of white pair for like when I'm taking pictures and shit like that. You know, sometimes you want to sag and you need to have that effect. Like, that white underwear just might peek out or something like that. And you want it to all look cohesive. And so, like, what were you about to say, bitch?
I never sag. Not that I never have, but I never do.
Now is the time for you to start sagging, baby. You got all that Volkswagen back there. You need to start showing that off.
And see, for me now, it just would feel corny if I did that. I really have only ever done it like if I was going to Pride, or if I felt particularly sexy at Progress one night. You know what I'm saying? But
you didn't have that weird phase where your underwear matched your outfits and you always wanted to just show? I feel like every gay has that phase. Well, mostly.
Sure. I've done that. I have pictures of me, like, with my ass out in public like that. But it's like, I really like to wear, like, my favorite thing to do is to wear all black and then just wear a pink draw or a green draw. You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, for whatever reason, I have this idea of seeing you in an outfit sagging, but I remember seeing pink underwear.
It's happened a few times. That's my vibe. That's my jig.
Yeah.
I like a
So I kept about to say that too, but I'm like, maybe that's not him and I'm thinking about somebody else's booty, but I'm pretty sure that was your booty. But that was like years ago.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the podcast, y'all. We ain't talking about shit.
we're the saggers next door. Hello.
The sagging faggots.
The sagging did you guys miss us?
Oh, welcome back. I forgot. Yeah, we didn't have an episode last week. How do you guys feel about that? Do you care? Right. Probably not. All three of you.
I got all two and a half of you and the one who fell asleep during the middle of it. But I got like a couple messages, people being like, damn, no new episode this week. I'm like, listen, if we could get y'all an episode, we would have got y'all an episode, but things are out of our control, so here we are, bringing you more dicks and sagging on your Friday.
Well, you can follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod if you want to. We post our content over there from our YouTube, which you can also follow and subscribe to at Boys Next Door Pod, and you can email us your questions for advice, you know, your
feet confessions, pictures.
Your feet pics, your dick pics. You can send all that to askboysnextdoor@gmail.com. Do you know that, like, up until, like, I want to say maybe like 7-8 years ago. I want to say 6-7 years ago. I really start putting effort into the word ask. Like, I used to just say ask because it's like whatever. But I was like, you're an adult, say it correctly. So anytime I say the word ask, I have to be cognizant that I'm saying it correctly, because I'll just default to ask.
Emphasis on the K?
It's more emphasis ask. On the S.
Ask? I don't know, ask? I don't know. Like, now, every time I say that word, I'm going to think about it, like, I'm saying ask.
See, I just triggered you. Now everybody else is going to do it, too. Sorry for imposing that on you, but hey.
Fuck you, Aquarius brain. You're overthinking of how you say everything.
Well, what's been going on in your life the past 2 weeks?
Oh, my God. I quit my job. I walked out and never came back. We're here now. And I'm just so fucking bored. Like, I'm one of the people, like, when I was younger, I felt like I would be like, oh, my God, not working is so great. Ugh. But now that I'm old, I'm kind of like, bitch, I need to be doing something. I'm about to pick up boxing, or I need like a hobby or something to do in the meantime. And so right now, while I'm transitioning, I'm just kind of like, no new niggas, no new dick, still celibate. Like, everything's been everything. You know how that go. What about you, sweetheart?
Speaking of celibate, I've really been thinking, like, I think I'm going to be celibate until I start dating somebody.
No, I get it. Like, what brought this thought process on?
It was just the thing, like, I'm kind of, like, involuntarily celibate, but voluntarily celibate, if you know. I'm not an incel. Don't email me. But it's just... Okay, my actual sex drive, even though we talk about sex a lot, I know a lot of stuff about sex. I'm very interested in sex. I like talking about it. It's a fun thing to talk about. I like talking about my wide gaping asshole, as Ken describes it. You know what I'm saying?
So you feel.
But contrary to popular belief, and I had to explain this to a friend about a week or so ago, and it kind of offended me. I was like, you really think I'm a hoe on the low? Like, if I was, I would just tell you, but I'm really not. Like, I don't be having sex. Like, I don't be having the energy to have sex. And I'm starting to realize I'm, like, on the asexual spectrum. You know what I'm saying? Because I could go without it for most of the time.
Well, that's how I've been feeling for, like, the past couple of years. I just feel like, after a while, like, I feel like sex is easy to come by. Like, it's very easy to do, very easy to engage in. If you want to have sex, you can easily get on an app, meet up with somebody, have sex. You can go cruise and meet up with somebody, have sex. You can get sex anywhere. I just feel like after my relationship or whatever, I was starting to compare like hookups before my relationship and hookups after. I kind of just really like having like meaningful sexual experiences with people. Like, I just feel like it means more. Like sucking dick is one thing. Of course, everybody's like, you're not celibate, you're still sucking dick.
Well, you're not, but okay.
yeah, exactly. So I'm just like, people. But it's just like, it means more, like, that connection is different from sucking dick, from getting fucked and all that. And it's like, the energy is just way fucking different for me. And so it's just like, I want my next sexual encounter to just be, I want to have a purpose, especially after waiting 2 years now. It's just kind of like, why am I having sex with you? Why do I feel good enough to trust you with my body in this way? Why do I feel good to let you engage and share my energy and shit like that? So that's just how I look at it. Like, it's not that I'm looking for, like, I know, like you say, you're looking for, like, dating and all this other stuff. I'm not looking to date. I mean, you're not trying to have sex until you're dating. But I'm like, what I mean is, like, I don't want to date per se before I have sex. I just want to make sure it's a good vibe enough there where I feel like comfortable enough with you. And I just feel like it just be meaning more. Like, I want, like I feel like, and this is not trashing anybody that does this or not trashing anybody that's like about this or anything like that. But I just always feel like it's easy to just have pointless sex with people. And I don't want to have, I'm not there mentally anymore just to be like fucking everything and everyone just because I can. I need a little purpose.
Now, I'm not going to say I'm not going to get cracked between now and my next talking stage.
Of course,
And, you know, I'm not one of those people that deprive myself of things. Even if I say I'm going to be celibate, like, unless I really care about being committed to that, I'm going to do what my mind want me to do in that moment in time. It's kind of like that pink thing when like people go on diets and stuff and they be like, oh, I can't eat this. I be like, bitch, you could die tomorrow. Eat that shit. Stop playing.
Even though
I get it, because, you know, I got a thing with food and body dysmorphia, but that's a whole other conversation. So I guess I'm not horny, but I'm also just like, I don't really want nobody touching me for real, unless I really like fuck with them, you know?
Yeah. Is it also like there's not a lot of people that you're interested enough to actually have sex with currently, or just that you're just like not mentally there to have sex with them?
I mean, I know a few people here who I would fuck right now today, but it's just like me, I guess my spirit, I don't know. But I've always been like this. Like, if I'm not like just like feral and horny, like I really was just like, I'm okay with not having sex. I can go like I haven't had sex since March 24th. I did the math because the friend who accused me of being a hoe, I had to prove to him that it had been a very long time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I don't like that also. I don't like that people think just because like that we have a sex podcast that we're very sexually like we're very sexual beings. Yeah. I don't like that they automatically assume that we're hoes and fucking everybody. Like, first of all, that means you don't listen to the podcast. So you're just assuming shit. Because I feel like every time we blink, like neither one of us I haven't talked about fucking since I started the podcast.
Like, you haven't even have no confessions to give y'all because we ain't doing nothing.
Exactly. It's just like, it's weird because I feel like people come to us for like, ooh, I don't want to see, like, not to see like what they're into, but like people live sometimes vicariously through us and what we do, kind of, and what we're about, but and what we're like, what we stand by. But it's just also kind of like, it's more to us than just fucking, okay? There's a lot more to this podcast. Like, yes, we are like, I won't even say a predominantly sex podcast because we started off the podcast talking about iPhones. But, like, we talk about a number of different things on this podcast that don't include fucking sex. We're, like, relationship. We're music. We're fucking... Some people say our advice helps them. Like, we're a lot more than just fucking, okay? Like, we enjoy some fucking. I ain't gonna say we don't enjoy a good fuckerization of the situation. But that's just not what we're all about all the time. So, no, we're not hoes. We're just pro-ho.
Pro-ho. I like that. We are pro-ho. Within reason, now we will shame you if you have 717 lows, but at the end of the day, that's your business, and we just making jokes. So you do you, boo. You know?
Yeah. Like, don't take like anybody that takes anything we say here, and they're just like, this is what they wholeheartedly think. There's like different levels to every fucking thing. We record the podcast for an hour, so we're not about to sit here and divulge for 2 hours or 3 hours about how we feel, the ins and outs and all this shit. That's not how it works. But we come, we drop our little nuggets of hold 'em, and we go about our day.
Now, have you ever had like an official hoe phase? You would say?
I think right now would be my hoe phase in a way, because this is the first time I'm actually allowing myself to really just enjoy niggas. Like, just enjoy them without any expectations or expecting, like, to be together or anything like that. I really just, lately, like, I haven't even been having, like, sex like that. But I literally just enjoy, like, having a nigga's presence around and, like, being able to just, like, chill the nigga. And it just be, like, fun. So I won't say this is a whole phase. This is definitely just, like, my nigga audition phase. Like, so.
I've never had, I like that, nigga audition phase. I like that. I haven't had an official hoe phase, and I've never been intentional about having a hoe phase. I always say I want to have one because I feel like I need to have one, get it out of my system. I feel like everybody should in some form or fashion get your hoe on so you can, like, you know, say you did it. Like, but I mean, if you don't, if you're a good Christian girl, shout out to you.
That kind of remind me of like that TikTok of that guy who was like, I'm done with my whole phase, and he's just like, he's like throwing away all his whole shit from the summer, and I'm just looking like, Like, I kind of judged him. I won't lie.
I can't believe you even brought that up. That was supposed to be between me and you, bitch.
Oh. Well, now, it's only between... Remember, we only got two listeners and... Well, 2.5 listeners anyway, so no one else is going to hear this. But it was just very peculiar to me. I'm just like... I didn't know we have announcements that were like, summer's over, our whole phase is done, we're back to like business now. I didn't know that was a thing.
Before I get back to the whole phase thing, speaking of listeners, I want to give a shout out to Kimmett. I met Kimmett a couple weeks ago at the club. And we have been following each other for a while. And I like, sometimes my brain just don't be putting two and two together. So, and I always have to explain to people when I meet them, it's like, I'm not trying to be shady or nothing. Like, my brain really just don't work. I don't know your name. I don't remember your face. If we talked before, like, I just forgot. Like, I forget stuff, you know? But anyway, I met Kimmett. He's also an Aquarius. He had an Aquarius tattoo on his neck. We're everywhere. We're iconic. Get over it, bitch. but he told me that he liked my podcast. And he said he put one of his friends, I want to say his friend name was Jonathan. I could be wrong. But I think he said he put one of his friends onto the podcast. So shout out to Kimmy. Thank you for spreading the word. Word of mouth is how we're going to get this thing, you know, where we need it to be.
Welcome to the cul-de-sac, Kimmy.
I have never had a whole phase. I've just had like whole moments splattered throughout my 20s, you know.
Yeah, it just, I don't know. Like, I've never been like hyper sexual. I've always been hyper nigga pro. Like, nigga, like, I love niggas. Like, okay, I love niggas. And so I've never just really just been like one of people, like, and I was also like very just like, I'm a relationship gay. Like, ew, I don't want to be without you, without being in a relationship. So it was just like really different. And now I'm just kind of like, well, if I'm interested in you enough, I don't mind hanging out with you and all this other shit. It don't mean we're gonna fuck, but I don't mind like giving you some attention. So that's where I'm at with it. And plus, summer is almost over. So, is it officially over?
I think so. I think summer is, well, it's not over by date, but I think it's over. I woke up. You know what I've been doing lately too? Another sign of my age, but it's also a sign of progress because it's very hard for me to wake up in the morning. But one morning, I accidentally woke up off the first alarm. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go get up. I'm going to go sit in my hammock. And I'm going to sunbathe for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly what I did. I got up. I just laid in the sun. I nodded back off a couple times. It was just so cozy. And it's like not 175,000 degrees in Texas.
Hallelujah.
No more. It's starting to cool down just a little bit. We in the 90s and shit. So it'd be like 70 degrees in the morning. I'd be like, okay, this is cool. So yeah. I like getting up early in the morning now and just sitting on my patio and just like taking another nap or, you know, just looking up at the sky. I don't know how I came to tell you. There was a reason for me saying all of this, but I forgot it. So, but I say all that to say I've been having a great time in my mornings. I go to work with more energy. I'm not immediately irritated with people. I'm still struggling making it on time, even though I'm up 2 hours earlier, but it's okay.
That's normal. I feel like getting up out of bed in general is kind of like one of the things like, ugh, I really don't want to have to do this, but if I got to do this, let's get it rocking and get it over with. So
yeah, and I would rather have like some me time before I get around other people. Like, that really helps me.
But like you said, that's like with getting older, you kind of have to start organizing your day on what makes your day better for you. Like, I feel like we're like, from when we're younger, we're trying to get up and go. Like, you're like, okay, it's time for school. And that kind of like carries throughout like your adulthood too. You're just kind of like, well.
And bitch, I my mama was a army girl. She used to wake us up at 4 a.m. on a Saturday to go do laundry. Like, so unserious of a person. Why are we at the laundromat at 4 o'clock in the morning?
I wasn't a laundromat guy until like, even like literally like when I lived like back in Chicago, cause our laundromat, we had two. Well, we had one that was like not connected to the apartment area that we lived in, but we also had one that was like up the, like literally at the corner from my crib. And so it's just like, oh, I hate, like, I don't like laundry. Like, that's why every apartment that I'm looking at or like thinking about moving to, I'm like, I need to make sure y'all got in-unit laundry, because, baby, other than that, I'm going to be wearing the underwear with the holes
in. This is my first time in my life having in-unit laundry. I still have to go to the laundromat to wash my comforter because, as you can see, okay. It's very large. But I mean, it won't fit in this particular. They have other units which I think I might be interested in, like moving to, with large, like full size.
Ooh.
And you know, so I might be interested now. No, but any unit laundry is so clutch. At my last apartment, the laundry room was always like in shambles. Like the dryers wasn't working, the washers wasn't working. It was flooded because the washers didn't flood it over. Yeah. You know, people leaving their lint and their clothes.
They definitely need to invest more in that. Like, I feel like every apartment now, this is 2023. Every apartment now, like, I mean, I get those that don't. I get why. But, I mean, like, most apartments where if I pay over $1,200 a month, I feel like that should just come with it.
That's the thing. Now, in that apartment that I'm speaking of, the rent was relatively cheap. I was only paying, like, $1,000 a month. I mean, I took what I took. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, if I'm paying, like, what I pay now, yeah, you give me my washer, my dryer, my AC, my valet trash. I want it all. Thanks.
Yes, valet trash has changed my life. I didn't know that was a thing till I moved out here. Like, just being able to set my garbage outside my apartment and just, like, not have to, like, walk. Like, I live, like, I ain't gonna say what floor I live on. But it's a duty to go and try to lug garbage out and have to walk to the garbage can and all this other shit. But my apartment set up pretty nicely where
I think it's, like, a South and, like, West Coast thing. Because that's not a thing in Chicago. Like,
at all.
Even in-unit laundry in Chicago is like, oh, bitch, you got money. You got in-unit laundry. Nobody got that shit. We go to the laundromat.
Okay. Most of the shit out, like, I don't know. After living in other space, like, looking at, like, the shit that we get in Chicago for shit, it just be like, I ain't got no view. I ain't got nowhere I could go.
I'm right next to the L.
Okay, like, bitch, I hear people walking and screaming outside all day. Well, I mean, just like,
it's a crackhead on the corner. I'm scared to leave my car.
Yes, it's a lot.
Fighting for parking? Oh, my God. Please, I don't ever want to go back to that life.
Yeah, never. Ever, ever, ever. Oh, but on top of that, like, plowing, like, getting my snow, like, my car out of the snow, I don't know if I can deal with her no more. I'm kind of spoiled now. I don't, and, like, when the snow plows will come and, like, push all the snow onto your fucking car, and then you're like, you're already late for work damn near. So now not only are you late for work, you have to defrost your car, then you have to get wet because the snow's so fucking high it gets into your shoes, and then your shoes are wet, and now you're squishing around trying to fucking move the snow out so you can try to, like,
this reminds me of a time, my mic is about to fall. This reminds me of a time when I was going to work and it was snowing outside and it was freezing. And so I went out, you know, you go out a couple minutes early, get your car cleaned off. And if you feel bold enough, you leave your car running, if that's what you do. Now, that's not something you should do in Chicago, but I've done it. I never got my car stolen.
It's risky. But the thing is, risky. You do that, you be so paranoid. You looking out the window every couple seconds.
Every 2 seconds.
Bitch, you might want to wait outside in the snow at that point because it's so, like, out of the way.
So I went to clean my car off, and most cars, when you got your key on, when the car is on, the door is not gonna lock if you hit the lock button.
Right.
But yeah. My car malfunctioned this morning because it had never done that before. So I guess I must have bumped the lock on accident. But if the door is open, the car shouldn't have locked, but it did. And I was locked out of my car, and I was locked out of my home. So I was in the cold for like 2 hours, like, because it was like 3 hours actually, because I had to go find a phone so I could call my sister so she can come. My sister came and broke into my car.
Come on,
like a straight up criminal. Like, she ain't break no glass or nothing. She got in there. I was like, you might need to be investigated, sis. But she, yeah, hey, I ain't gonna work that morning. I was so up. Let's light the blunt to move into new places.
We didn't introduce ourselves.
We did.
No. I didn't say I'm Kim Lush.
Well, they see your name on the screen, girl.
Okay. Yes, you're right.
I'm Blackberry, and we are lighting the blunt to new cities and new opportunities and in-unit washer dryers and valet trash.
And our new production studio, baby. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you actually want
to light the blunt to? If you have something.
I like that. Everything coming together as it should, on time. Not a little late. I need to come together on time. So I like to that. I feel that.
Another thing I wanted to talk about today. Oh my god. Don't you hate when a weed get in your mouth? You would think, like, as annoying. Smokers, that people would like that, but it's just, I feel like it doesn't belong.
I don't like it. It's annoying. And it sticks to your lips, too. I don't want it sticking to my lips. I want the weed heated and elevated in my lungs, okay?
Yes. So, there's this guy I follow. I don't know if I want to say his name because I don't know if he wants, you know, people to know. But anyway, he had posed a question on his page, and he was like, if you notice that your partner's looks are changing, right? Like they're gaining weight, they're not taking care of themselves as much, that aspect, right? But you don't really say nothing about it because, you know, that's your man. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's say, this is the scenario he posed. Let's say this guy is going on a boys trip with his friends and all of a sudden he wants to get in shape. He wants to look good for the trip, et cetera, et cetera. So the guy that I follow, he was like, would you have a problem with that? Because I feel like, well, why you ain't want to get cute for me? And you've been, you know, falling off this whole time, but you want to get cute for these boys on this boys trip. Like, what's tea like? What's going on? So how do you feel about your partner's looks changing over time in a relationship? And like, would you take it personal if they just wanted to get cute for a trip or?
After my last situation, my looks, like, you were there. You witnessed every stage of my life for, like, the past, like, 8, 9, like, I don't know, like, forever, like, 8, 9 years now. And so, like, you've seen my body change for, like, everything. And so, just, like, I feel like in my last relationship, my body changed for the worst. It was just, like, a lot. And, like, I'm, like, you know, like, the saying, like, people will forget, blah, 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 something like, people never forget what you say to them. I'll never forget my ex saying that I was fat, and I'll never forget him saying I was lazy. And I was just like, it literally haunts you. And so, like, I'm really cognizant. Like, but the thing is, like, his body was changing too. He got fat, but I was like, whatever, it's cool. It's just how it works. But
he's fat now? Like,
huh?
You say he's fat now?
Oh, I don't know what he looks like now. I haven't checked on him. But like, he started gaining weight like while we were in a relationship. Like, when we first got together, he had a six-pack, that ass was sitting right, them thighs was nice, everything was just perfect. But, you know, like, that relationship, where, like, you get comfortable in a relationship, you're just like, baby, y'all want to go out to eat pizza every other weekend, y'all eat McDonald's when y'all high randomly at 2 o'clock in the morning, it catches up to you. And it's kind of like, you can't really be mad at somebody succumbing to the, like, to the elements of a relationship. That's part of a relationship, because you're not with them for how they look. Well, you shouldn't be. Like, that's an addition to why you're with them. But you should be with them for how you make them feel. And so, well, how they make you feel and vice versa. And so, how do I want to word this so I don't look like a bitch? I am very big on, like, now, I think more than ever, really big on overall aesthetic of things. I'm very big on, like, making sure, like, I want my partner to care about how I look as much as I care about how I look. I want my partner to care about, like, making sure I'm doing the right things and, like, not out here being, like, wild and crazy and looking bad. So, I feel like in that situation, like, for my situation, I really wish relationships were more accountable with how you all allow each other to progress physically. In the situation I'm going out for the boys' trip, I feel like I would book my flight to the trip so I can be there to see why you want to look so good outside of being with me. Y'all know I'm crazy. I ain't gonna lie. I'm crazy. I'm gonna try to be diplomatic. I can't be. I'm crazy. So it's just like, okay, so you don't mind being a fat, sloppy bitch, beanbag chair ass hoe when you were at home, but now you want to go be Rambo out on the islands when I'm not there with your homies who's single, might be single, etc. And now you think it's cool to be to want to be fucking Michael Phelps? Nigga, no. Here's a burrito. We're going to eat it together. First of all, I'm not even going to eat my half. You're going to eat my half for me. You, like, no. No, 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 no. I wouldn't trust it. I'm already kind of suspect. I'm, like, sketched out by niggas in general. Because I feel like every nigga is, like, I won't say every nigga. I will say niggas move how they need to move in accordance to the situation that they need to move in. And so I'm always cognizant of like switches suddenly and shit like that. Those are red flags to me. So
I can understand why you would feel that way. My thing would more so be like, first of all, I already like me a big man. I actually just made a TikTok about this. Like, I actually get a little irritated when it be like real, like a thick man, like a solid thick, like a thick man in the gym. I'd be like, why are you here though? Like, don't come you want to go home, get in the bed, and like wait for me to rub your belly?
Carry him out and go feed him.
Bitch, let's go eat. What's your favorite spot? You don't need to be here. This is not a place for you, okay? Go
put
home.
Put your wallet away, baby. Put your wallet away.
Sit your big ass down. That's what I said on the TikTok, because that's, and I mean that, but like, I get it. I think my partner would have to be, first of all, I don't even like the word partner. Ugh. But my partner would have
I
to be.
Hate that fucking word. Why can't I, like, when did boyfriend or girlfriend become illegal to say? Like, or my husband or wife? Like, my partner is just so.
It's such an antiquated term. Like, I get they used to do that back in the day because it was like, girl, bet not nobody find out you gay. But everybody knew you was gay when you said that. So it's just like, why you just can't say my boyfriend, my girl? That's how I feel, but I know some people use it. I don't care. I'm just saying I don't like it.
Cul-de-sac, that is the official rule in the cul-de-sac. Partner is out. That is your nigga.
I hate partner the same way people hate cock.
Okay. I will hold them on the same. Yeah, they're equal. Two things can be true at the same time.
But I don't hate cock. You know, I like a little cock.
You know, you're a cock girl. Did you hear the cock destroyer die?
Did her titty pop or something?
Yes. The fucking the blonde one. She's out of here.
Wow, that is sad.
We gave them praise on one of our podcasts. I don't know which one it was, but when our earlier episodes, go back and listen if you haven't listened.
It was probably the top destroyer episode.
Probably so. There you go. We just gave you a roadmap to go listen to a new episode you probably ain't heard. So, but yeah, I heard that she died. But then, wow. Listen to this plot twist. Allegedly, it was all a hoax, and her boyfriend got something to do with it. We'll be hearing on True Crime soon. Y'all tune in.
Oh my God, we gotta take another pivot. So they caught the killer that escaped. You know that man that had escaped in Pennsylvania?
Clown off the wall, Spider-Man.
Y'all really let this man run away for 2 weeks? Be for real. What do we pay taxes for? I think he belongs in jail. He killed somebody in Brazil. He escaped Brazil. He killed his girlfriend here, stabbed her 38 times in front of her children. He's a very bad person.
What the
but fuck? But I think he need a little credit for escaping. You know what I'm saying? He got up out of there. Okay? I like a villain story. You know what I'm saying? He did what he needed to do.
You know what the villain story is? Those two little kids, when they come back and hung him in that jail, they gonna figure out a way. Because that's crazy.
Wow, and I don't even want to think about like the mental trauma that they are gonna deal with for the rest of their life. That is just.
I watch so much true crime that kind of shit, it automatically sticks out to me. So the murder always happened, but I'm always thinking like, I hope the kids weren't there. I hope nobody else was there because that's traumatic. Like I was watching a story. I know we're pivoting extra hard right now, but I was watching a story and the boy saw his brother kill someone, and his brother became like a famed serial killer. Can't remember his name. They're brothers. They're white brothers.
The Menendez brothers?
No, not them. It was a little bit older. It had to be like I'm literally putting together the I can't. It had to be like early 90s. I want to say 94, 95. But his brother was a serial killer, and then he saw his like brother got a little fame, and he ended up becoming a serial killer too. The effects of that shit is crazy. Like y'all got to be careful what y'all doing, how y'all treat people. Because you never know what type of psychological effects is really having on them.
What was we talking about before this? Because I got lost. We took like 5 turns and I don't remember where we started.
Fuck.
This is so ridiculous. We got to start being professional.
Okay. We're a little rusty because we didn't have an episode come out last week. So we'll blame it on us not having an episode last week as being why we're fucking. I'm still trying to rack my brain what we're talking about.
You know what?
Look changing.
Oh, thank you for bringing it back. We're so good. That was actually a skit. You see how you believe that we actually lost track? You're
That was like an audition for our new show coming out on YouTube soon.
So basically what I'm saying is my partner would have to be so out of shape that it's unattractive to me because I do already like big men. So like,
I get that.
And I like skinny men too. So I was like, it's a range, but there is a limit. My love has a limit. If your love has a limit.
I was watching a porno the other day and this guy, like it was a thicker guy. And he just literally was just tossing. It wasn't even a twink. It was a normal sized nigga. He would just toss him around. I'm like, I'm starting to see the hype now. I'm kind of buying in. Like I'm seeing the vision. Big
niggas is where
it's at. Yeah, I'm seeing the vision. Even though it's about to get cold too. Like the only thing I don't like, I like the big niggas that aren't afraid to like show that they're big. Like lately there've been rappers and shit like that. I'm like, y'all still dressing. Like, y'all not scared. Like, even when Gunna was thicker, like, oh, that nigga would dress.
You know what? It was something about him. He looks better now that he's lost weight. Something about him as a thickens just didn't sit well with me. I just felt like it was wrong.
Oh, God. Not fat shaming. No, I'm joking.
Oh, yeah. Gunna we did just slip into a little fat shaming category.
Gunna shaming, damn. Because
it's but it's okay. Like, we can talk about fat people because I like them. So that gives us credit.
Yes, we give y'all love except for them fat feet. I don't want to see no fat feet.
Oh, all right, bitch, you going overboard. And I also don't want my future nigga to hit this. If you're not a big nigga, if you're not thick, if you 120 pounds, I don't care. If you 300 pounds, how you holding it? Because I've seen some 300 pound men who look like they probably 250. Or 180. You know what I'm saying? I'm pushing it. But you know what I'm saying? My thing would just be like, I would need to like check in and be like, you know, what's going on with you? Like, why are you not doing these things for yourself? Why have you stopped going to the gym? Why are you overeating if that's what you're doing? Like, it would more so be like, hold on, bitch. Now, what's going on? Do we need to go through something together? Or are you going to get yourself together? Or like, what's tea?
I think that comes with maturity too, because I feel like that's a level of communication that you have to build in a relationship where you feel comfortable pointing out that kind of stuff about your partner in a constructive way versus a critical way. Because I feel like that's something that, like, that type of conversation where, hey, I'm noticing something's wrong or something's not the same, it could go one or two ways. And it's literally just based on how you introduce the issue versus you trying to address it, I guess.
And I also feel like expecting it to be anything but uncomfortable is unrealistic. Like, it's going to be an uncomfortable conversation. Somebody's feelings might get hurt, but if it's coming from a place of love, there's a way to work around it. Now, I got zero relationship experience, but I'm telling you right now, I sound dead good when I just said that. I feel like that should be on the t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I've been to therapy.
And I was going to say that when you first started talking, I was going to say, that is very, like, relationship coded, even though you're not a relationship guy. I'm like, that is just a very relationship, like, sounding thing to say. I get it. I agree, 100%.
It's cool to be multifaceted. I think what we should do right now is move into a new segment. It's not really new, because we told y'all to
say. Fat shame and praise enough.
We told y'all to send the pics in, but we are going to rate some feet today. Yes. So these were sent in by Severin. I don't know if I want to say if he want me to say his Instagram name. And I'm not even sure if Severin is his real name.
I haven't even looked at these yet. Hold on, let me see.
Yes. So he sent us a bunch of feet pics. His dick is in the pictures, but we're not rating the dick, but it's a nice dick.
Very nice.
And it's soft. And it's nice. So that's how you know you got a good one.
I'm impressed. Okay. From the placement, y'all know I'm very big on cinematography. Like, everything. Like, he sent like 20 pictures, right? I'm exaggerating. But he sent a good load of pictures. The feet are perfect.
Yeah.
They look so fucking soft. Yeah. You know like, if y'all watch, y'all watch Drag Race, is like soft and supple. There's some soft and supple balls. Like, it's a good mix of everything. The underwear, he has like a freaky pair of underwear on in one picture. And then he has like, I love the vibe. This is the type of nigga I would date and like totally just like, wait, is this a real person that sent this in?
Yeah. Yes, girl. We follow each other. I think he follows the podcast page too. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, ignore this. If I knew you, this type of nigga you would submit to and just be totally just be like, oh, just everything about him. Like, I would do his feet. I would do his hands because he has big hands. Like, yeah, this is the type of guy I would gush over.
It's a 5 out of 5 for me. I just love a classic foot, you know, just a nice, pretty foot, you know.
He has a slide. He's wearing a slide.
I like when people post feet pictures that are like supposed to be inconspicuous. Like, it's like, look at my feet. I do that a lot too. Sometimes, like,
I do that all the time too.
Look at my feet in this picture, but I'm showing you something else to distract you from the fact that I really want you to look at the feet. But you're gonna look at the feet anyway because you're a foot freak, like the rest of America.
Okay, it's a lot of y'all foot freaks out there. Y'all just not afraid to come out the closet, because I be low key. I be like, I like. It's annoying, but I be seeing shit that people like, and it be getting unlike randomly on my Twitter feed. I'm like, I caught you, bitch. I caught you red-footed. I see what you into. I like it. If I hit my likes on Twitter, I won't lie.
Back in the day, like, the girls used to make fun of me for having a foot fetish. They thought it was funny and weird, and I just feel like I opened the doors for all of you bitches. You said you look up to her, but really you look up to me.
I want to swerve into that so bad, but let me say this: you were a pioneer of the feet and shit agenda.
Oh, for sure. No, especially the scab, because nobody was talking about scab before. Your neck.
Oh, they were on your neck bad. Listen. I was shook when I first started seeing on my timeline, and it was by you. Like, you were a pioneer of that shit, literally.
And people will always tell me, they'll be like, they'll say stuff like, yeah, I'm into it, but it's just like, I love that you're like not afraid to talk about it. It's like, cause my life motto is, who gonna beat my ass? Like, in order for me to care about what you think about how I live my life, you will physically have to put hands on me and beat me down to the ground, and I can't fight back type shit. Like, because I don't care. That's why I always be, but 100%. I make it funny. And so people sometimes, they don't know if I'm serious or not. And it's like, well, I'm serious, but it's also funny. So,
yeah. I feel like if you're into something, there is no shame in being into it unless it harms someone else or it's completely irresponsible. And so I feel like those are the only two verifications of anything I have. Like, I don't care what you into. Like, you may put me onto some shit, as long as there ain't no fucking weird
some
shit.
I'm not saying I invented scat. What I'm saying is, I remember being out there by myself talking about it with a few other people, 100%. But it was like okay.
So I feel like Miss you and you, her and her.
Let's get into it because
How do we want to start this? Do you want to talk about the red carpet shit? Do we want to just dive into the juice?
Okay, well
shit?
let's just do a whole VMAs recap. We could talk about Dicky later because we're gonna save the best for last anyway. This was a really good VMAs. I felt like a teenager watching this VMAs. It was so. I just felt like it was really good for pop culture, and I feel like even like the music that I'm not into is some kid somewhere that's like really into that, and they gonna always remember this VMAs. Like, I can remember the first time Nicki Minaj performed at the VMAs. That was like a big thing for me. So I'm in my old man era where it's like, I don't know none of this junk shit. I don't know who these people is. They saying all type of names. I'm officially the auntie that don't know shit now, okay? And I like it like that, but I'm also not a hater auntie. It's like, oh, y'all like that? That's cute for y'all. Y'all got y'all idols or whatever. So I'm just saying that about the VMAs. It was overall a good show, even though I was going taking mad bathroom breaks. But it's okay.
I didn't get a chance to like fully watch it. I lived it literally through the VMA backstage thing on YouTube. I was on Twitter. I literally was refreshing my fucking Twitter. I refuse to say X. X just doesn't sound right. So I was refreshing my Twitter just like nonstop. And it was just like, I was basically there. I witnessed everything from, but it's different like when you're watching the, like an award show, just watching it versus just basically seeing the differing opinions and the conflict of opinions on social media about what someone else is saying. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like the one thing about the VMAs that has always stood out and always been like a big thing for me, I'm a big moments person. I love the VMAs. I love those moments where just like people are risky. From the fashion this year, I felt like people are a lot more riskier. The celebrities were a little bit like, huh, like, okay, I don't understand why you're there. Like, Sweetie was there wearing, looking like grown pebbles. I don't understand why she had that. Like, I know the dress was new. It was an area dress, beautiful dress, whatever. Just not for that situation because
it was giving Flintstones. Like, I just didn't understand it.
Yeah, it was just like, I didn't understand it. On like the situation, cool, you're supposed to wear like outlandish things, and like it's like that's what the VMAs has always been about. It's about those moments, about what you're wearing, what you're not wearing, so forth and so on. But it was just like everybody is so scared of not saying the right things, because now like we have to like really understand, take into account, like you have to include all these different voices and all these different opinions into the award show now, because you have social media now to criticize everything that's going on. And so, like, even, like, when you think about, like, some of the best moments of the VMAs was kind of, like, almost, like, right before social media, like, or right at the start of social media blowing up. Lady Gaga and her performance, Bad Romance, and all this stuff. Like, it's just a paparazzi. It's just, like, all that was, like, right when social media first started getting, like, big. There was no rules. It was free range. Anybody could say whatever. You could do whatever. And it was either going to be criticized, but it wasn't harped on as much. So now we live in the social media age where everybody has to be on their P's and Q's, make sure they're saying the right thing, doing the right things. And so it's just like you get all these unauthentic moments of people biting their tongues. Cardi sat on that VMA carpet and was trying to basically say she is hip-hop, weird. But it was just kind of also like I got what she was trying to say in a nice, nasty way. Basically, bitch, I came from hip hop. I am hip hop.
What was
as
well, she trying
so
to say? Because I'm stuttering. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, Sheree. If you watch Real Housewives,
I know the summer, spring. Yes.
Okay, yeah. So it's just like, I feel like basically what she was trying to say is, like, look at Barb trying to be nasty. This is some nasty OG
I'm
Barb.
Just listening.
Because what? Let me tell you what these OG Barbs do. So when y'all arguing on Twitter with them, y'all can be a little bit more prepared. They let y'all set y'allself up by saying a fact, and then they come back to it later on in the conversation and be like, "Well, this was said." But let me—I'm gonna fall into the trap. I'll play into the
point. So basically, not doing that
because it's gonna come up late. It's gonna come up later because basically what Cardi was saying is, regardless of anything else, she is just as much as hip hop as Nicki Minaj. That's basically what she was trying to say in the most PR centric way.
That's what I got from
on that carpet. Exactly. So it was just like that's basically what she was trying to say. Nicki had the stage to do whatever she wanted. Anything that she wanted. And she was nice nasty as well. You have these two icons that can say whatever the fuck they want to say.
Two? Okay.
Yeah. So I feel like they both played it safe. Everybody played it safe at the VMAs when it came to how they was feeling. You could cut that tension with a knife. As soon as Cardi and Megan was announced that they were performing, all bets were fucking off. I saw OG Nicki Minaj accounts that I have not seen in forever suddenly pop up on my timeline. And I'm just looking at them. I'm just like, oh, y'all are literally prepared for war. Y'all are prepared for anything to pop off.
Because nothing was going to happen anyway. It's just like, I think everybody was taking that too serious.
I feel like everybody took it as serious as it could have been. Because the last time this was going on, a shoe got thrown. And so it was just kind of like, everybody now is kind of like, last time we felt this way, some shit happened. Everybody's PR team was on their best behavior. Y'all was on it. I know PR and I know marketing when I fucking see it. That was some good PR and marketing. Because Nicki Minaj was supposed to host that award show and she did not host like that. Like, she wasn't like what a typical host would be for an award show.
Okay,
so, not a knock on her. That's not a knock on her. Let me. I'm gonna give her her props. I'm gonna give her props too. But it's just like I feel like they used saying Nicki was gonna host it a week before they announced Cardi and Megan was actually performing. Like it was just very purposeful. Everything was set up so nicely. The dominoes was there.
Well,
they just didn't get knocked over.
On Nicki's end, first of all, everybody got the host thing kind of twisted because she was not announced as the host. She was announced as the MC, meaning she wasn't going to be doing the whole show. She was just going to be doing certain parts of the show. So that's another thing that was blowing me on social media because everybody was just like acting dumb.
Because that's what was originally announced. That's what was originally announced by like on TV. They were saying hosted by Nicki Minaj. Like that. And then they had like the little Twitter shit too where they literally kept saying hosted by. And Nicki, like, I didn't go back and check, but I'm pretty sure, like, the host thing was a very deliberate thing. Because Twitter, we have to think about social media and the people who are actually on Twitter. They will never use the word MC first before they will, like, use host.
She was the prominent. So I get why people got that confused, but I also don't get why she's being, like, even attached to that because this is, like, she don't run MTV networks. She was hired to do this particular thing. Overall, before we get back to Nicki, because we're going to bring her back to the end, because we is going to save the best for the last. I feel like you want to say something, and it's just like, if you want to fight me tonight, let's do it.
I don't know. I just feel like, how did you feel about Cardi and Megan's performance?
I thought that was terrible, honestly. I won't say terrible, like it was the worst thing I ever seen, but I thought that it was just a lot of too much and it gave a lot of nothing.
Okay, I see that. I get that.
You know what I'm saying? It was just a lot going on, but I also was just like extremely underwhelmed, like I had seen this 17 times already, you know?
I totally agree. I feel like there were audio issues when there should not have been audio issues for Megan's return to the stage. There should not have been fucking audio issues. Cardi should not be missing steps. I don't care how long she has not been off the stage. Y'all know, Sniper Game Party get like y'all know. But it's just like she was missing steps. The audio was fucked up. They look great. And I don't really like that they like trying to play like they calling her like the Mexican Diana Ross like and shit. That's a good one.
They
That's
a good, good one. The outfits were good, you know. The vision was good. The video was good.
Yeah, like I like everything that Bongos is supposed to be. Because I feel like it's supposed to be like the international version of WAP. And I feel like that's what it was.
I mean, like it's a bop. Like it's like, you know, it's catchy, bong bong bong. But you know, it's just like
this. It sounds good in the car. It sounds good when you out. Like it hit. Like the song.
Like I'm gonna dance to it if it come on in the club. But it's not on my playlist.
Yeah.
Not my favorite Cardi B or Megan.
I don't play it though. Weird, but it's like everybody has this expectation for that song to be WAP. When it's not supposed to be WAP. It's supposed to be WAP's little Mexican sister that spends the summer in Texas. Like, that's literally what it's supposed to sound like. I like the beat change. I like, they look good on stage. Everything looked fine. It was messy. It was too many parts. It should have been more precise and cleaner. They should have, if they wanted to stick with the theme of the video, they should have stuck with the theme of the video. Her coming down on chandelier, unnecessary. But it's a throwback to her old days. I get it. Cool. I, like, understood. I understood all the parts. But somebody should have been there creative directing it to the point of, what can we remove from this situation? While I feel like their performance had like too much going on, I feel like a lot of other performances didn't have enough going on. And so it was just like a contrast of performances and
so
what
whose
you expect
performance
from
didn't
people.
Have enough going on.
I mean like Demi Lovato's was kind of just like,
oh my god, I love Demi Lovato's performance. Okay, I love Demi Lovato's. But I feel like Demi Lovato does not get her credit. Okay, y'all like to make y'all crack jokes.
The bitch got him out.
She got mad bops.
She can sing her face off
and sing in live. Okay,
The mic was on.
What was I had another? Oh, Diddy's performance. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was good. I liked everything. And then you just get to the part that you want to see.
I also liked, there was another, Doja Cat's performance was cool. I liked it. Doja, she really
safe
is, you said it's safe?
Safe. That performance was safe. Doja Cat is literally, has all eyes on her because people don't know what to expect right now. When you have that type of visibility on you, you take advantage of it. She did not take advantage of that. She had, in a night of no moments, there was no real big moments. She had the chance to be the Lady Gaga paparazzi moment of that fucking night. And she played it safe. Why the fuck are you walking around in a business suit? I get the premise. Why are you walking around in a business suit? That was a moment where she should have like, then she like fucking like went behind her dancers and they're like dancing. And she came back and she just had her fucking hair down. That was the moment where you start transitioning to your big moments that fucking introduce and punctualize this new fucking era that people are fucking terrified of. She had the chance to fucking scare America and she did not scare America. Lost opportunity. And I love
scare America. Like, I like, it's crazy.
Like, I don't get it.
I mean, I thought the performance was fine. But I do think that Nicki was the star of the show, and that is why a lot of the girls were rubbed incorrectly. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Oh, shout out to Taylor Swift. I love to hate on Taylor Swift, but that's a bad bitch. Okay, she is that girl. I don't care what y'all talking about.
She was drunk. She was living. She was having a good time all night. She had her little plastic cup inside her mug, and she was out of there. Sister,
she's
was
just
it.
Like, she's just like a iconic. White girl. She's not better than Beyonce. Don't ever get it twisted. But she's that girl.
Never.
But Nicki was the star of the show, and that's why the ratings were so high, and that's why the girls were so mad all night, because y'all can't take a bitch that's been winning for 16 years in her career, still winning, still viable. It's not like she's been in the game for 16 years and, you know, half of that time she was flopping. She's been winning that whole entire time. And you girls will only have to, you know, hope and pray that you can get to that level while y'all on Twitter talking about she old and she bitter, but y'all let the girls sing about Percocets and popping pills. They throwing their shots in their songs, but Nicki can't, you know, throw her shots because she's 40. Y'all need to go to hell. Y'all need to be for real. Y'all need to keep the standards the same for everybody. If y'all want the girls to get along, let the girls get along. If y'all want y'all favorite girls to throw their shots, let other people favorite girls throw their shots, and then everybody can just rap like we supposed to be doing anyway. But y'all making this shit all, you know, stand shit and shit like that. The girls either can't rap or they're Nicki Minaj.
So. But I also think it comes down to like,
oh, here we go. Come on, let's do it.
I want her to throw her shot at the right person.
Who is she? Well, who she should be throwing it at then?
I think she should aim for Megan. I think that's the one that
she literally sang Red Ruby and had the whole crowd talking about, oh.
They weren't even there at that point. Let's rephrase. Like they not they they.
But
left
it's on
her.
The same program, like, and it had the same.
It's
effect.
The same program, but at that point, they kind of got a checkmate because it's like, bitch, we not even here to watch you no more. Which is, hey, I'ma finish. I'ma get to the rest. But it's like, they should have stayed for the rest of that show. They should not have left, because at the end of the day, that's still like a respect thing. Even if y'all don't respect her, it showed everybody that. At least we not running away. At least we are here. At least we not worried. It is what it is. Like, but I understand you had a party to go do. Go host your party. Go live it up. Go celebrate y'all moment. Like, I get it. But also, I feel like, I want her to take her shot at like Megan. I want Megan. I feel like Megan needs to forget the bongos. I feel like Megan's about to come and she's about to literally give everybody what they've been waiting for. I feel like she's fed up. I feel like she's mad. I feel like she's hurt. I feel like she has a lot more fucking motivation right now in her life than she has had probably since forever. To actually go out there and show everybody everything that Nicki Minaj say the girls aren't, she actually fucking is. Because Cardi's not a writer. Cardi's a performer. Megan's a writer. Megan's a performer. She's beautiful. She's black. She's talented. She has like every... She's literally like... If Nicki Minaj actually wanted to give somebody the credit of who could be her fucking son, why don't you give it to the person who doesn't want it right now who can actually be your fucking son? Like, she gives this title to everybody. She gives the title of princess. Like, well, that's what I mean, not son, but like, she said everybody her son. But I mean, like, the actual princess of fucking rap, right? Nicki Minaj can be queen. Hey, she can be fucking queen. But no matter how you want to slice, dice, or look at it, Megan is an actual fucking princess of rap. She had, like, everything that Nicki Minaj said that these other girls don't have are duds for, Megan has. So I will never understand the lack of, like, I mean, other than them getting into it randomly, for facts of shit that we honestly don't know the whole fucking truth about, how Girl Summer existed.
Okay, so I just need, like,
yeah.
I need for the princess of rap to be like, in my mind, I get why you would say Megan is the princess of rap, and I love Megan. I actually like this whole Nicki and Megan beef is tearing me apart. We don't need to do this, hard. Ladies. Fix here. It, yeah. Okay? But
hug and kiss.
But commercially, for me, if anybody is gonna be like the queen, I mean the princess of rap. Like, it's like, it has to be like a combination of the numbers with the talent with the staying power. Because Megan got the talent, she don't necessarily got like the numbers that I probably think she should have. She has great numbers, she's a big artist, but like
100%.
Megan don't have like a whole bunch of solo top 10 hits. You know what I'm saying? It's one of them type of things for me, you know?
So with that, would Doja Cat be the princess?
I have always thought Doja Cat was the princess. She's my princess.
Wow, I never looked at it that way.
Spice is the people's princess, and that's all that matters. You know, I feel like the people's champ kind of, you know, trumps the champ.
Because
I feel like if anybody has followed Nicki's formula and done it in their own way, is
my girl.
She's the only one that I've ever seen do it the way that Nicki told y'all to do it 10, 15 years ago, and y'all just now catch. She's the only one that caught the hint.
The thing that throws Ice Spice out of the ranking for that would be the fact of Nicki always asked for a caliber of rap from females that Ice Spice has not displayed yet. I don't know. Like Ice Spice makes bops. Like Ice Spice makes hits. Like her deepest song is probably fucking Not No Love. Like even her deepest songs are like,
well, she's
like, I love Ice Spice.
She's a new artist. Like, I'm not even like, I don't even,
yeah.
Like, you know, I don't even, whatever, she'll figure it out. I feel like
100%.
It's kind of weird though, because I remember like I like Dej Loaf, and this is no shade. Dej Loaf cannot rap. She's not a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Nicki embraced Dej Loaf very early on, and people like the gloss over that. And I feel like that's like one of those times where it's like, y'all be missing when Nicki actually be reaching out and like latching on to the girls. When she did the whole Boss Ass Bitch remix thing, that was like why she didn't have to do that. She's Nicki Minaj. These are two random girls. Three random girls? PTF, however many girls? Three. It's like she has always done stuff like that. I just feel like when Cardi came in the game, everybody
suddenly had amnesia and act like Nikki never liked the girls and Nikki never reached out to the girls and Nikki never was like, you know, but Nikki has not always done that, but she picks the girls she likes and she, I don't understand what the issue is.
I feel like the issue comes in with the fact of, it's like,
she just don't be picking y'all girls, and that's the thing that be blowing y'all.
It's not even that. Nicki Minaj is not only a fucking talented fucking rapper. The bitch is a businesswoman too.
Well, sure.
There's a business-minded sense of her to her that I will never fucking take away from her. Like her, like coming out and being like, if the song not hot, I'm not jumping on it. I get that. That's a business move. You would every rapper, male rapper, has done it. They attach their name to some, a younger artist that is hot. They get a little influence and they go about their day. Like it's what happens a lot. Like it happens. That's rap. Like the PTAF thing, Boss Ass Bitch. That's a hot ass beat. And if Nicki didn't jump on that, that was crazy. Cause it didn't matter. Cause those girls don't matter. Dej Loaf, her embracing Dej Loaf at the end of the day does not matter. Dej Loaf does not have the power. Didn't back then. Doesn't have it like now. No offense to her, that a fucking Cardi had.
Like, so, but my thing is, like, why is she obligated to work embrace, with Cardi just because Cardi is doing
embrace the bitches that, yeah. No, go ahead.
Why does she have to work with Cardi just because Cardi's successful? That don't mean she got to, she embraced the girl when she first came out, and then all the drama came after that. So, that's another thing that confuses me. It's like, y'all forgot this part. They like to have selected memory with Nicki. They let the girls do and say what they want. But when Nicki do it, it's like, oh, she's a bitch and she hates the girls. It's like, y'all are deliberately missing things where people are starting issues with her.
I don't think everybody can be starting issues with one person.
Not that everybody has started issues with her. But the Cardi thing, that was not an issue that Nicki started. And I want y'all to please understand that.
It wasn't an issue. Well, I don't even remember how it started, to be honest.
It started with Motorsport.
Oh,
Nicki's verse, so like on Nicki's, like, original.
I don't want to be called a quarterback.
Yes, like, and then that, those text messages came out where she said she would beat Nicki ass. She felt like Nicki was trying to play her, all that other type of stuff. She wanted that part changed.
I get that.
So Nicki changed. That's where it all started from. Everybody likes to have amnesia about that.
Okay. Let's build a scenario. Let's say.
I did not know this was going to be Nicki and Cardi's episode. I didn't.
It's okay. We can split it up and get it out two. So if we miss one, we'll split. Well, I don't know. We'll figure it out. But let's say you had a boyfriend and you were going to go join him like at an office event or work event or something that he was putting on with his coworkers. Somebody come to something that your man is throwing and is like, bitch, I'm the fucking star. This bitch don't even go here. She a plus one. She not even dating somebody. She not even really in the group. She come and she like, well, he come and he like, I'm the star, bitch. Nobody else here matter. You my quarterback. You playing backseat to me on your nigga shit. Bitch, I'm clearing it too. Bitch, we got beef now. Cause now you not only have you stepped into my thing, territory.
But that argument has always been, how is it not a diss for Quavo to be the quarterback then? Like, I don't understand. She literally just changed the name and everybody's still fine with the bar. So my thing is, they wanted a fight between Nicki and Cardi because it's like, that was, first of all, that was not a diss. And if the girls had a brain to be rappers, they would understand that that was not a diss. And then to go
I think it's a diss.
And then to go on in interviews, and then when you're asked the Nicki Minaj question, you don't know how to get your words out. You want to act slow and retarded all of a sudden. No, act like you know what you're saying. And then it's just like, just doing weird shit. I just feel like everybody just is quick to blame Nicki, because it's easy to blame Nicki because she came in a game with one of the biggest rap beefs in fucking history with her and Lil' Kim. So ever since then, every female that she interact with or don't interact with after that suddenly is a problem between them. It's just like, y'all, a lot of the problems be created online by the fans, and Nicki is guilty of falling into those traps. Cardi 100% always falls into, the only people she replies to is Nicki Minaj fans. It's like, you're doing this on purpose and it's fucking weird. That's the weird shit I be talking about. And we don't even have to get into the whole Nicki and Megan thing, because I think I know what happened, but you know, it's just all speculation. All I'm saying is, I feel
like, what do you think happened? We can talk about it off the air, but I just feel like
the girls need to leave Nicki alone. If she's gonna throw her shots in her music, guess what you do? You go get your ass in the booth and you go do the same thing. Keep it interesting. Why everybody want to get along? Let's fight. Like, I'm not understanding.
I agree. And I like these moments. I feel like, and that's why I was kind of disappointed with the VMAs. I'm like, y'all had an opportunity to really like make something of these moments. Like in the OVMA, bitch didn't like you, they called you out, they said this like that. Even like, I don't know, like if people say it was a PR stunt with Nicki being like, Miley, what's good? It's just like, like all of these are stuff that you can easily address. And then like to get on stage and be like, am I gonna be nice or am I gonna be mean or something like that? I'm like, girl, just say what the fuck you wanna say at that point.
That's more of a she already be getting on my nerves, so the fact that she doing this is corny type thing, because I didn't see nothing wrong with that. But of course I'm biased.
100%. So I didn't feel like either, like at that point, just like, if you gonna say it, say it. Like, of course, I'm a rapper, I'm gonna go in the booth and say it, blah, 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 blah. Just say it there too then. Like, just say it. Just get it out.
There was no need to. That's the equivalent of Remy Ma that year she did the VMAs. Like, I think she did it either the same year or the year after she dissed Nicki. And they had her dumb ass up there talking about some Nicki was good. That looked so corny on Remy Ma's part. It's like, girl, now you've stooped to a level of low that it just can't come back.
Was Nicki there that year?
I don't know. I don't remember. That's why it was corny,
but she's not even there. Like, it's just like, you call out the bitches that there.
But it's just like, why saying the name and being direct about it don't make it look cute. Like,
well, did it have the same effect when Nicki said it to Miley? Was it just like, that's corny?
What, that's a white girl that she not really beefing with like that.
Oh, so it's different now. Well, now she beefing with a
Dominican, so.
But exactly.
And she not black. I want y'all to learn that one as well. But it's okay. Fat Joe not black, and we let him say the N-word. That's, I'm just saying, we let the girls get away with it.
Well, I mean, Nicki's Trinidadian, right?
Black people.
Yeah, but I mean, it's all technicalities at the end of the day, if you want to put it that way. Mexican, black, like, I'm just
there,
like...
There are black Dominicans. Not every Dominican is black. I feel like we should
That's what I'm just saying. It's caveats to all that.
And I'm not saying I have an issue with Cardi saying the N-word, because, like I just said, we let Fat Joe say it, and we let the old J-Lo say it, and we let...
That's one of my favorite songs still. I'm real good play.
We let Gina Rodriguez say it that one time, and then we dragged her for it. You know what I'm saying? Only certain type of people can get away with it. So, I ain't saying she can't say the word, but... she ain't black, and she called y'all monkeys and roaches. No, I'm just playing.
Scattering like roaches.
We gonna wrap this episode up, and I hope y'all have enjoyed us debating about why Nicki is the queen of rap. I don't know why it was a debate, because it's
the truth. Think it was a debate, because I feel like the main point was, literally the only thing that we even talked about in depth was, Megan would technically almost be princess of rap if Doja Cat didn't exist, because Megan doesn't have the numbers. And so why is the thing? And then we also, like, that was it. Like, that was the only thing we really got into. We talked about the VMAs. Yeah, it was no debate.
And by the way, I do think Megan raps better than Doja Cat. So.
100%. Yeah,
1 million. You said a lot of controversial things this episode, so we've just lost some carbs. We've lost a few kittens. We might have lost the munchkin.
I would say, I don't know. I still,
you know who's winning? Rice,
who?
Sexy Red. I mean, just come on. She's that girl.
Everybody loves Sexy. Big Sexy's it. And I like that she's just like herself. It's just like, it don't feel forced. It don't feel like, even though, why did Nicki and her unfollow each other?
See, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that.
It happens again.
I think it's very authentic, but what is comes off a little inauthentic is Miss Sukiana. I tried to be on her side for a little bit, but she's starting to irritate me again. So, and Mariah Lynn, like, shut your ass up. Don't nobody want to talk to you about nothing. Shut up. Don't speak on nobody black.
What'd she say? Oh, God. She about to be on Baddies. I might watch Baddies this season. The trailer looked real good. I'm like, y'all might have caught me. Y'all caught a fag in a while. I might be into it.
Okay, well, I'm ready to wrap this up. We ain't even talking about nothing at this point.
My butt's asleep.
Follow us on Instagram and stay tuned for more episodes. Bye.